بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما يدعى به للمريض. This is the chapter on what dua a person should make for the ill person, or what dua should be made for the one who is sick. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا اشتكى الإنسان شيئا منه أو كانت به قرحة أو جرح قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصبعه هكذا. ووضع سفيان بن عيينة الراوي سبابته بالأرض ثم رفعها وقال بسم الله تربة أرضنا بريقة بعضنا يشفى به سقيمنا بإذن ربنا متفق عليه. So we're doing the chapter on visiting the sick person, and in this chapter we are discussing now what duas should be made when a person visits the sick person, or a sick person himself, what dua he should make at times. But more especially, when we visit the sick person, the du'as that we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the things that we discuss in these ahadith. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that if a person complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of some illness, or if he had some wound or some injury, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do the following with his finger. He'd place his finger onto the earth, and then he would raise it, and then he would read the following dua. Some explanation is, first Rasulullah would put some saliva on his finger, then he'd place the finger on the ground, rub it gently on the sand, and then he would read Bismillah, in the name of Allah, turbatu ardina, the sand of our land, biriqati ba'dina, which has been mixed with some of our saliva, yushfa bihi saqimuna, through this our sick will be cured with the permission of our Rabb. So Rasulullah would put some saliva on his index finger, and then he would place it onto the ground, and then pick it up again, and he would say, in the name of Allah, would the soil of our earth mix with the saliva of some of us, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure the sick person. So then he would apply his finger, he would rub his finger gently on that wounded area. So this was one method that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, by a person taking his finger, slight saliva, placing it onto the soil, and then reading the dua that we mentioned now. Wa anha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana ya'udu ba'da ahlihi yamsahu biyadihi al-yumna ويقول اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما متفق عليه. This hadith of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, a very important one. We must try and learn this dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would visit some of his people, his family people who were not well, then he would place his right hand onto the person's forehead, and he would say, Allahumma Rabban Nas, O Allah, the Rabb of mankind, remove this sickness that the person has got. Cure him. You are the curer. There is no cure but your cure. And O Allah, cure him means with such a cure that leaves behind no illness. So this is the dua Rasulullah would make. Allahumma Rabban Nas, O Allah, the Rabb of people. أذهب البأس, remove this بأس means sickness that he has got. إشفي, give him شفاء. أنت الشافي, you are the curer. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك, there is no cure but your cure. شفاء لا يغادر سقما, والله give him such cure that leaves behind no trace of the illness. He is completely cured. So this hadith teaches us this particular dua when a person visits a sick person. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى أنه قال لثابت رحمه الله تعالى ألا أرقيق برقية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بلى قال اللهم رب الناس مذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شافي إلا أنت شفاء لا يغادر سقما رواه البخاري. Very similar hadith. This is narrated by Anas رضي الله تعالى. He tells ثابت, his student رحمه الله تعالى, should I not teach you the incantation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Rasulullah sallam would read du'as when he was sick. In other words, should I not show you this ruqya? It's called ruqya, the incantation that Rasulullah SAW would use, and he would speak, he would say, and he would teach the Sahaba. So Thabit was very curious. He said, yes, please do so. And Rasulullah read the following dua, Allahumma Rabban Nas, O Allah, the sustainer, the Lord of mankind, Mudhib al-Bas, the one who removes any type of discomfort, pain, illness, sickness, Ishfi, cure him, Anta Shafi, you are the curer. La Shafiya illa Anta, there is no curer but you. Shifa an la yughadiru saqama, give him such a cure that leaves behind no sickness whatsoever. So inshallah we try and read this in the Arabic language and try and understand these words. Very simple. But if you don't know it, then at least we can make the simple du'as that we know for the sick person. That Allah cure you. And Allah is the only person who can cure. Allah cures you with such a cure that leaves behind no illness. It's best to learn the Arabic inshallah. And this will be beneficial for the sick person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.